السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening in at the madrasa, and all those listening over receivers, we all know that the Hujjaj were today in Mina, and every action that they are undertaking is in compliance with the teachings of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The donning of the ihram, the reciting of the talbiyah, and all other preparations which are being made, or all other actions which are being undertaken, are all according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In Hajj, that is the training that the person is being given, that you don't use your logic too much, you believe in what Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam order. Follow and practice. After that, if a person can fathom, he can understand the wisdom behind any hukam or order of Allah Ta'ala, then alhamdulillah. It does not mean that Allah Ta'ala gave intelligence for no reason. We must use our intelligence, but we must not use it where we will not be able to get answers. We must believe that whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has ordered, there's great wisdom in it. Now, where can we understand the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in every action and every command? We can't understand. Our intelligence is limited. I've mentioned many times that the majority of those people, majority of them, millions of millions, billions of those people who we consider to have great amount of intelligence, they are the most foolish ones in this world. We consider them to be very, very intelligent people. Who are those people? Those who are rulers of countries which call themselves superpowers. They are in cabinets, they are in parliament, they are holding high, high position in government. They are scientists of a caliber, scientists that the world recognizes that this is a great scientist. This is a great medical scientist. In technology also, their knowledge, it baffles our imagination. Where do they come up with this knowledge from? But yet, they haven't recognized the Creator. The majority haven't recognized the Creator. Do the majority believe in Allah Ta'ala? Do they believe in the Day of Judgment? Do they believe in life after death? Do they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do they believe in the Quran? They don't. So which means that they are using that intellect which Allah Ta'ala gave them. They are using that same intellect which Allah Ta'ala gave them. Their mothers didn't give them that intellect. Can anybody claim that the mother gave the intellect? Has the mother got some kind of warehouse from where she gives intelligence or sight or hearing? Allah Ta'ala is the one who gave them that intelligence, but they were not able to use it correctly. So they didn't recognize that Allah Ta'ala. They are stealing from the creation of Allah Ta'ala. What does the scientist do? He steals from the creation of Allah Ta'ala and he comes up with inventions. We call him stealing because he doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala. So there's nothing wrong with the technology, there's nothing wrong with what they come up with, as long as it is of use and benefit to mankind and it's not for destruction of morals or anything else, then there's nothing wrong. But the point here is that Allah Ta'ala does not recognize them as people of intelligence, although He gave them that, what we call intelligence, but Allah Ta'ala says they are not intelligent people. They are not ulul albab. So in Hajj, this is the training that they are being given. So today they were in Mina. And what else were they doing in Mina besides tilawat of the Quran Sharif, abundant recitation of Durud Sharif, istighfar and tawbah? There was nothing else that they had to do today in Mina. The five namazes that they were performing there. And besides that, what else were they supposed to do? There was no stoning today. There was no tawaf of ziyara. There was no shaving of the hair. Nothing. There was no qurbanis today. Nothing except istighfar, tawbah, dua, in preparation for Arafat tomorrow. Tomorrow Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rains of rahmat will know no limits on Arafat. So they were preparing for that. So the effects of that are felt throughout the world. Therefore I have chosen this particular ham, in which there is a'tiraf of qusur. In other words, our acknowledgement of our weaknesses, our sins. A return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sincere repentance. We have to do the same thing on this side. In these Mubarak days, Ibadat is greatly rewarded. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves the Ibadat of these days. The nights of these 10, if a person has to engage in Ibadat, it is as if he has engaged himself in Ibadat in the night of Qadr. Now imagine the night of Qadr, how greatly rewarding. He's getting that sawab in these 10 nights if he makes Ibadat. So the Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf-e-qusoor hai. اے ملک کو جس کی نہیں خبر وہ حضور میرا حضور ہے. But before that he says, نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے. ہے ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزا جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے. نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے. ہے ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزا جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے. He says, oh Allah, there's no more that zawq and shawq in my ibadat. There was a time when the people used to look forward to Ibadat. They used to conduct their businesses, they used to marry, they used to bring up their children, they used to go to the farms, they used to go to their professions, they used to do everything that a normal human being does. They did not shirk the responsibilities that were placed on their shoulders. They did not give divorce to their wives and children and go away in the jungles or on the mountain tops. They did everything. But there was that shauq and that zawq for ibadat, for zikr, for tilawat, for da'wat ilallah. Tahajjud, ishraq, jash. They used to look forward to these things because they used to find a kind of enjoyment in it, a kayfiyat in it. They never found sukoon in all those other things as they found in that zikr and tilawat and ibadat. So in whatever the person finds great enjoyment, he looks forward to it. It's natural that if you find great enjoyment in something, you look forward to it. Now that's what the area which they excelled in. They had great amount of enjoyment in their ibadah, in their zikr, in their tilawat. When we used to look at them, we used to feel pity that what is wrong with this person? He will get tired now. How long is he going to continue reading the Quran Sharif? How long is this person going to keep on making zikrullah? How long is this person going to engage himself in dua, shedding tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? We feel pity. But if you ask him, he says, don't pity me because I am enjoying a kayfiyat in my ibadat. So he says, na wa zawqa hai, na wa shawqa hai, na wa kayfa hai, na surur hai. He har ek cheez hi be maza, jo nazar se apni tu dur hai. O Allah, if you are away from my sight and from my gaze. In other words, if you are not pleased with me because of my disobedience, because of my engagement in sins, because of my actions which are evil, then everything will become tasteless, no enjoyment. Even the ibadat will become tasteless. Not only the ibadat, even the things that of the material kind, there will be no true and real enjoyment in it. Because the heart will be restless. The person will be all the time thinking of those porn sites which he saw. Even in his sajda, he will be seeing those same naked women. In his ruku, he will be seeing the same pictures which he had just watched before coming for salat. When he opens the Quran Sharif also, the same nakedness will come before his eyes. Now will that person ever get any kind of enjoyment? Or what he watched on the streets? So har ek cheez hi be maza, jo nazar se apni tu dur hai. That ruh and the spirit of everything will be gone. The person will make namaz, but there will be no ruh and no spirit in it. He'll make tilawat, but there will be no ruh in it. The person will fast, but there will be no ruh or spirit. The person will go for hajj, and he will return sometimes worse than what he went. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in his life. So there is a kind of enjoyment that Allah ta'ala has kept. The whole ibadat, if you look at all the arkan of Islam, everything that Allah ta'ala made farz, it is nothing but muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. Many times I've explained this, that there's nothing in it but muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. Love of Allah ta'ala. Look at the salat. Which person does not want to talk to his beloved? Can that person be a lover who does not like to communicate with his beloved? Then he will be a lover like that example I've given many times, that one dog. A person was sitting near the dog and crying, shedding tears. She said, why are you crying? He said, because this dog is beloved to me, but it is dying. She said, why is it dying? He said, because it's hungry. So what have you got in the basket? He said, in the basket I've got bread, meat. So then give it to the dog. If you've got so much of love for it and it's dying, then give it to the dog. So he says, no, tears are free. This I paid for. So that's the kind of love we did have. So he says, na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kayf hai, na surur hai. He har ek cheez hi be maza, jo nazar se apni tu dur hai. O Allah, if you are away from my sight, from my gaze, then everything will become tasteless. There will be no enjoyment in anything. Zahiri enjoyment, outward enjoyment, or just temporary lazzat and enjoyment is a different thing. Even the rogue who steals that beautiful car, he has some kind of temporary enjoyment until he hears the sirens behind him. So he enjoys a little bit of ride. he too hears a little bit of music on that Rolls Royce that he has stolen, or the Mercedes Benz. But then what? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us an enjoyment. So therefore look at Salat, communication with Allah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, and now he's communicating with Allah ta'ala. When he goes into Sajda, we say Mi'rajul Mu'mineen, Mi'raj of the believers. So first that communication. Then many a times it happens that the person in his love for some person or something, sometimes a person loves his business so much that he forgets to eat also. Shop is so busy, you see. Shop was very busy, I even forgot that I didn't have lunch. The person says he forgot he didn't have lunch because the shop was very busy. So in the love of something or some person, the person forgoes his meals too sometimes. He forgets to eat too. So in the same way the person in Ramadan, he forgoes his meals and shows to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and prepared to forgo that too for your love. Then who is the person that does not like to spend on the beloved? The true test of a lover is that he spends on the beloved. It is easy to sing praises of the beloved, but spending is something that is difficult. So the true love is when the person spends. So now the person is spending in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. He's giving zakat, he's giving sadaqat, he's making qurbani. So he's showing the love of Allah Ta'ala, that he's spending. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, well, all these things you did, now show me that you can leave your house, your city, your town on my hukam. So now the person is leaving everything and going for Hajj. Or he's going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, going and making jihad against his nafs, or spreading the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So in everything there's love of Allah Ta'ala. Just remember this. It is a reality. It's a haqiqat. That everything Allah Ta'ala will make be-maza, tasteless. There will be no happiness in that life. True happiness. If Allah Ta'ala is displeased. And lightheartedly I say that this cheese here means thing. Everything. Everything will become tasteless. But if you take the English cheese, then even that cheese, you'll have no real enjoyment in that cheese. The cheese we buy from the supermarkets today, they say even that has lost that real taste. Or the person may buy the best, but you'll have no enjoyment in eating it. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے ہے ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزہ جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے ہے ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزہ جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے ملک کو جس کی نہیں خبر وہ حضور میرا حضور ہے کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے Sometimes the person is enjoying the ibadah, the zikr, the tilawat, the qurbani, the da'wat ilallah, the hajj, that fasting, that sadaqat, that caring for the widows, the poor, the orphans, the destitute. Sometimes there's enjoyment he's getting in all that. So, kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf e qusur hai. But at other times, nafs and shaitan overpowers this person, drags him to the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. drags him down to the rave clubs and discos and theatres and cinemas and drugs. Drags this person to prostitute quarters. Makes him get caught up in some adultery, fornication, or watching some filth on the television or porn sites of the internet. So then what should this person do? Must he then still express that great amount of happiness that he was expressing when he was making ibadat? Must he still have a great big smile on his face and be cheerful and enjoy that sin? Accidentally, if he committed that sin, then what must he do? Kabhi aitraaf e qusoor hai. The person acknowledges, whether he's in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, or he's here in Masjid-e-Noor, or wherever he is, the person makes aitraaf of his qusoor. Oh Allah, indeed I have sinned. Indeed, I am the most weakest one on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, indeed my actions are that of a munafiq and a hypocrite. Ya Allah, if it is not for your kindness, if it had not been for your tolerance, if it had not been for your mercy, I would have been totally destroyed. I wouldn't have been able to stand on my feet. It is only your tolerance. So much of my sins you tolerated. Yet you blessed me with that sight, with that hearing, with the speech and with everything, and yet you are tolerating so much of my disobedience with those very parts of the bodies which you blessed, those ni'mats which you blessed me with. So kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf e qusoor hai. The person is making aitraaf of his qusoor, and this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves. That the person expresses his helplessness, his weakness. He does not brag about his sins. He does not advertise his sins. This is a major weakness of our society today. And then we talk a lot about Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy and why the Muslims are not getting Allah Ta'ala's mercy. But look at the majority. Don't look at some exceptions to the rule. The majority today are unconcerned. Firstly, we will commit the sin, then we will brag about that sin, and then we are even prepared to allow the photographers to photograph us and put it in the newspapers. This is where this person was. These are the women that he was involved with. The person seems to express great amount of joy and happiness if he is surrounded by illicit beloveds. Or he's at a disco, or he's at a nightclub or some other kind of haram show. Now if any non-Muslim photographer or even a Muslim photographer has to come and say that now we want to take your picture and put it in the Daily News or Sunday Tribune or Sunday Times or any of our other papers, what must that person do? I say, no, I'm a Muslim, so I'm very sorry. I'm in the wrong place. I should not have been here. It will cause embarrassment. Please, I beg you, I plead to you, don't allow my picture to be taken. I know I'm at a wrong place. I should not have been in this disco or this rave club or this Hollywood or Bollywood show. But instead, what do we find? Those young men, women, girls, boys, smiling, happy, rejoicing. Great amount of respect has been showered upon them. That is not what a Muslim should be. A Muslim should either make aitraaf of his qusoor, that Ya Allah, I beg you, forgive me. I committed a sin. I erred. I slipped. I'm a human being. So then, he malak ko jiski nahi khabar wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. That person who sincerely repents, irrespective of where he came from, what background he came from, and what kind of wild life and crazy life that he came from. But if he made sincere tawbah from all those sins, meaning that he will not return to them purposely, and if it is the rights of people, he will fulfill them, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his mercy knows no bounds, and he say even the angels do not know how close he becomes to Allah ta'ala at that time. When he is acknowledging, Ya Allah, indeed I am a very sinful servant of yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر. اللہ 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 اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, Oh my most generous Allah, most tolerant Allah, Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, Oh my most beneficent, merciful Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love those who seek forgiveness of their sins. You dearly love those who turn towards you. You dearly love those who acknowledge their sins before you. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are acknowledging every sin that we have committed under the sun. Ya Allah, there is nothing that was hidden from your sight. There is nothing that was unknown to you. You could have seized us there and then when we were committing sins, and you could have destroyed us. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace, suffering upon us. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how tolerant you are. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you still gave us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear. Day and night you showered your bounties upon us. You blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladders, everything functioning. Our mind and our intelligence all functioning. Ah, my Allah. No one else could have ever given us what you have given. Ya Allah, if there had been another Allah besides you, he would have destroyed us. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have ordered the earth to open and swallow us up. But Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you have been so kind to us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We have used your bounties for your disobedience, but we are ashamed, my Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed. Ya Allah, hum nadib hai, hum sharminda hai. ہم گنہگار ہے, ہم سیاکار ہے, ہم بدکار ہے, ہم مجرم ہے, ہم خطاکار ہے, ہم گندے ہے, ہم ناپاک اور نالائق ہے. اے اللہ, ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Oh my Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. No matter how dirty and filthy hearted we may be, Ya Allah, no matter how much of sins we may have committed, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Your sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens. Your sins are more than your entire creation put together. Your forgiveness is much, much more than that. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you in this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, this is the Mubarak night. Ya Allah, the Hujjaj a'itmina. How much of tears must have been shed there, my beloved Allah. The great awliya, the kutubs of the time, the mashayikh, the ghaus, the abzals, the great greats, awliya-e-siddiqeen. How many of them have gathered there? Ya Allah and our Hujjaj. Ya Allah, with the barakat of their tears, we are seeking from you, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, return everyone to you, my beloved Allah. Give us the tawfiq to turn towards you, my beloved Allah. We are extending our begging bowls which you have attached to our bodies. Ya Allah, so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Mere Allah, we are extending them before you this part of the night. You are listening to us this very moment. Ya Allah, we are before your very sight, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you know the thoughts which are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, you are seeing the tears rolling down our cheeks of shame, of nadamat. Ya Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. All treasures lie with you, my beloved Allah. Your treasures are unlimited, and we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. My beloved Allah, day and night we have been sinning. The only person that we thought is not watching is you. Yet you are the one who has blessed everyone with sight. And we considered you to be blind. My beloved Allah, but we are ashamed. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa. Ya Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters have met up with accidents and they are in hospitals. Ya Allah, some of them are in coma, some of them are undergoing operations. There are so many others who are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. We know that these type of things can be a rahmat and a mercy at times. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us with, my beloved Allah. Change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, bless all of them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. Ah, my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? We have made them nothing but garbage bags, my Allah. We have destroyed our hearts, my beloved Allah. But who is there to change the condition of hearts besides you? There is no one that can purify our hearts besides you. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of ibadat. My beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu badal de mera rasta dil badal de Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? You have given man the science of transplant of hearts, my beloved Allah. What is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies? Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta. If you are ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our homes, our wives, our children, our parents, our families, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the haramain sharifain from all fitnas. Protect Masjid Aqsa, protect our masajid, our madaris. Protect the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Ya Allah, unke ijtimaat, gash, talim ko qabool farma. Jitni bhi deeni mehnate ho rahe, sabko qabool farma. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless all workers of deen with complete ikhlas in all their actions and amal. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Make our homes jannat on earth, my beloved Allah. Remove the division, the quarrels, the arguments, the fights. Ha, my beloved Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, husbands and wives, and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ummat ko ek banade aur nek banade. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummat in one piece, my beloved Allah. We have torn the ummat into so many different قیامت کے دن ہم نبی علیہ الصلات والسلام کو کیا جواب دیں گے یا اللہ give us the himmat the courage of lions against our nafs یا اللہ give us the courage of lions against our nafs give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and our homes everything that has brought so much of corruption so much of moral destruction یا اللہ give us the himmat It has brought no happiness in our lives. It has brought nothing but misery, nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries and problems, in spite of having everything of this world, but no peace and no happiness. May Allah give us the himmat of lions against our nafs. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame. You want to give us a life of respect, of dignity, of honor. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ یا اللہ the angel of death is sure to visit us We don't know where he is going to strike the sword of death. Don't let him find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a prostitute quarters, in a disco, in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Medina Tayyibah. Take us to Medina Tayyibah. The Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah on our lips let our souls bless us with bani and baqi accept the hajj of the hujjaj make everything easy for them make it maqbool and mabroor My beloved Allah, accept the du'as which they make for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, how much tears he shed for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his 124,000 companions, how can we forget that during these days of Hajj? Ya Allah, after kissing the Hajar Aswad, the duas that he made, the du'as that he made in the mataf, the du'as that he made under the mizab-e rahmat, the du'as that he made in the hatim, du'as that he made at the multazam, how long he attached himself at the multazam. His beard was wet with his mubarak tears. His ihram got wet with his tears. For whom was he tearing, my Allah? The du'as that he made behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina and in Arafat, in presence of 124,000 companions of his, each and every one of them a shining star. Ya Allah, at that time in Arafat, he extends his Mubarak hands before you from Zuhr till Maghrib. My Allah, Zuhur till Maghrib. He begs for the Ummah. Muzdalifa, how much he cried. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness, the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this Mubarak night. Fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, whether they are in search of marriage partners, or whether they are in search of rizq-e-halal, or whether they are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Whatever their good wishes, good desires are, Ya Allah, fulfill those good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the problem, the suffering that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is undergoing. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, the sicknesses, their diseases, their worries, their anxieties, their depression. Ya Allah, remove all tests and trials. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, remove the tests and trials of the people of Palestine, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, all parts of Africa and other parts of the world. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.